there's a whole lot of psychologists and even some psychiatrists now just saying that depression, anxiety is not mental illness. Yes, thank you. So many people I talk to go, they just look at me and go, of course it's not. It's more to do with a whole lot of physical things and other illnesses. Unfortunately, in science, what we've done is broken things up into little compartments and nobody talks to anyone else, so we haven't seen the connectivity of all these things. So what the book's about is it's broken into several sections. The first bit is what I call the tangible. It's the physical things you can do and start doing now which will change your life. Not only the mental issue, but also the physically what's going on in your life. Because if you're physically feeling well, do you always notice that mentally you feel better? Or if you watch a funny movie or something, you tend to feel better for a little while? There is a connection between all those things, but unfortunately, because we've looked at things separately, we haven't put it together. So what I'm going to try and do with the book is put it together. The first half is all about the physical. The second half is mental, emotional. I believe it's the mental, emotional stress which does the most damage to us. What I start the book with is the physical, because that's something most people are willing to deal with. I want people to be as well as they can possibly be. There's some whole lot of basic things that you can do which can turn your life around. The first one is water. Everyone that has anxiety, everyone that has depression is dehydrated. Who would drink 2 litres of water per day? What's the pH of your water? Is it acid or alkaline? All tap water, in fact, the purest form of water you can buy in Australia is tap water, articulated town water, because the standards are so high. A lot of your bottled waters, I don't care what the label says, there's a high chance the pH is down at 4 and you don't know what's in it, and it's in a plastic bottle, it is full of toxins. So you're drinking acid. Acid, I'm going to touch on lots of different points, but I'm going to try and pull them all together as I go along. When you're drinking acid water, you're producing positive charge in the body. Now, this is one of the few times in your life you actually want to get negative. You know how we're always talking about get positive, think positive? Your body needs to be actually negatively charged. pH, which is acid alkaline, is also voltage. When the voltage is down, when you're not generating or storing enough energy, systems break down. Has anyone heard of candida or yeast infections? Yeast, nearly all the bacteria, all the virus, can only live when the voltage is low and the body is acidic.